This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Edson. A new audit says Missouri officials have overstated the economic impact of the state's main job incentive programs. The report released today by Auditor Tom Schweik focuses on the Quality Jobs Program, which provides tax breaks to businesses that add jobs with decent wages and health insurance. Schweik says the projected jobs and investment report by the Department of Economic Development has significantly overstated the amount of jobs actually created and the amount of money actually invested by businesses to improve facilities and equipment. The department provided a written response rejecting virtually all of Schweik's conclusions and recommendations. The department highlighted that the original figures are merely good faith estimates by the companies and said it strives to provide accurate information on what actually occurs. A new monthly survey suggests the economy in 9 Midwest and Plain states, including Missouri, will continue to slow down but continue growing even as Europe's woes persist. The region's overall economic index dipped to 57.2 in June from May's 57.6 and April's 60. But any score above 50 suggests growth. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says businesses in the region are still benefiting from healthy foreign income and exports, but activity is slowing. Global economic problems are hurting export orders. A quarter of the managers surveyed say the biggest hurdle in the next year is implementation of health care reform. Members of the Occupy Missouri movement have wrapped up a three-day gathering in Columbia. The Columbia Missourian reported that participants in the statewide event camped, attended meetings, demonstrated, and swapped stories. One occupier, Mike Deal of Macon, estimate there were 30 to 40 participants throughout the blistering hot weekend. Some, like activist Paul Searles, have been protesting for social reform for more than 10 years. Occupy has become one of his biggest priorities.
We want there to be limits on how much First Amendment power money can buy. Because we got the best politicians money can buy, and that's very good if you're rich and very bad if you're poor.
A few from the group plan to head directly to Philadelphia for a national gathering. An event on Independence Mall runs through July 4th and is expected to draw about 1,500 protesters. Arson is the suspected cause of a fire that burned about 620 acres of the Mark Twain National Forest. The U.S. Forest Service said today that law enforcement is investigating. The blaze started Thursday morning on the southeast Missouri's Iron County. About 45 miles to the east, a second fire started near Fredericktown after a mower hit a rock, causing a spark. Both fires are surrounded. The National Forest Service says the goal is to have both blazes fully controlled by midweek. No injuries have been reported. Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation offering job training incentives for military veterans returning to the private sector. The legislation enacted today allows employers to be reimbursed for half the wages paid to military veterans during an on-the-job training period. Lawmakers who backed the measure said it taps into federal money to offset part of the job training costs. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.